Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we hear from the Brandons, who both broke in 2011 and both had career years as far as home runs and RBIs in 2015. Crawford, it was 21 homers and 84 RBIs and his first career Gold Glove Award in the National League. For Belt, 18 homers and 68 RBIs. We'll start with Brandon Crawford in a conversation I had with him recently in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Brandon, tell us about the excitement level in this clubhouse. You guys on paper have some really good additions, and you know, based on the talent level in here from even last year, sans injuries, what's your expectation?
We always have high expectations, I think, coming into spring training. You know, we're a pretty confident group, and you know, we expect to play well every season. But with the additions that we have, I think there's no reason to have low expectations or to not feel confident, because we got two of the best free agent pitchers out there, I think, this offseason, and picked up a real good player in Denard Span, real good defensive player, good leadoff guy. So, I mean, we feel real good coming into spring.
Speaking of confidence, you've always been confident as a defensive player at shortstop, but what does it do for you to win the Gold Glove? I mean, what does that add to you as far as confidence and just the recognition that you got?
I don't think I've really changed a whole lot confidence-wise. It is nice to be recognized by coaches and managers throughout the National League and just getting that recognition of being a good shortstop.
You also had a big year offensively, so what are some of the things that you're taking from last year that you want to bring into this year?
I just want to continue to get better. I think my approach was pretty consistent and simple last year, and I'd like to stick to that and just get better all around as a hitter.
How much did you relish the RBI opportunities, because that's where you really came through?
I mean, that's I give a lot of credit to the lineup, to having a deep lineup, and just having guys on base. I can't drive guys in if they're not on base. So I think that a lot of the credit goes to the team and just getting on base for me.
Is there anywhere that you prefer to hit in the lineup? Because you have hit all over the place in this lineup.
I just like being in it. I mean, there are definitely spots that are better than others, but just to be in the lineup with the players that we have up and down this lineup is pretty impressive.
Anything that can be said about this team from last year, too, because you guys fought through all the injuries. You got hurt there at the end. I mean, there were obliques all over the place, it seemed like, the end of the year. But anything that you take from that and learn from that to this year?
I mean, we kept fighting until the end of the year. And I think that's what we've done every year, whether we're favored going in or whether we're not. We keep fighting, and, you know, we'll play to the end.
How much do you appreciate having Joe Panic back at second base? He missed a lot of last year.
I love it. You know, we definitely developed a chemistry. We played together in the Fall League 2011 and kind of got to know each other there. And then when he came up, we were able to kind of reestablish that connection, and it's only gotten better from there. So we're happy to have him back.
And then on your other side, Matt Duffy had a really good year. He was second in the Rookie of the Year. Did he surprise you at all? Because, you know, not a lot of people saw that coming.
I don't know if in spring training I could tell he was a good player. He was a good athlete, and he would be a real good utility guy for us. I don't know if anybody expected him to jump right in and become second in the National League in Rookie of the Year voting, but I could definitely see that he would be a good player even in spring training last year.
And it's not easy to move over to third base like that when you're a shortstop. I mean, you can appreciate that, right?
Yeah, no, he's a good athlete. He struggled a little bit the first few weeks, I think, but he really learned the position and did a lot better at the end of the year. I mean, he was a Gold Glove finalist himself, so it's pretty impressive.
All right, Brandon. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford. When we come back, we'll hear from Brandon Belt. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now we hear from Giants first baseman Brandon Belt in a conversation we had just prior to FanFest at Media Day at AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Brandon, going into this season, how much are you guys looking forward to having everybody healthy? Because at the end of last year, it was rough. You guys had a lot of injuries, and you're trying to make the playoffs, and this team really fought hard.
Yeah, I think that's the key for us is just getting everybody on the field and staying healthy, because if we can do that, we're going to have a good shot of winning a lot of games this year and even making it back to a World Series.
As far as you're concerned, you turned it up a little bit as far as the power, 18 home runs last year. How important is that to you? Is that just coming along with swinging the bat better and getting to know the pitchers?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. It's just the experience and, learning the game a little bit more, learning myself a little bit more. I think the more I do that, the more those numbers will come. But for me, it's just a matter of going out there and staying with my approach, being gap to gap, and then just letting everything else take care of itself.
The lineup as a whole has a bunch of guys who hit the other way. How important is that? Because, there really aren't too many guys who are just going to look to do one thing offensively, and you included being versatile to be able to hit to the left side or pull on something on the inside.
Yeah, I think that's huge for me. I want to go out there and be able to spread the ball all over the field. If I can do that, I'm usually doing my job. I just want to be able to hit the ball wherever it's pitched. And if I can do that, I'm not guessing too much or – I'm usually staying pretty mechanically sound, and that's going to give you the best chance to be successful.
How much do you pride yourself on being able to hit left-handed pitchers? You hate to have it where near the end of the game, a manager's thinking about pinch hitting for a lefty because a lefty's coming in, but there are several left-handed batters in this lineup that seem to really know how to handle the left-handed pitchers.
Absolutely, and I think nobody on this team really wants to be one-dimensional in any aspect of the game, and that's part of it. You're going to face both righties and lefties, and you got to be able to go out there and put the bat on the ball. So it's something I take pride in, and it's something I want to be a well-rounded baseball player, and that's part of it.
You feel like you made a lot of progress. Like when you were in college, was it more difficult in that area to try to stay in, and not pull off the ball? What's happened in your career in that regard?
No, I've always hit lefties pretty well, and at times I've even hit them better than I've hit righties. So it might just be a matter of focus, knowing there's a lefty in, you got to stay in there a little bit longer, and that helps you sometimes focus a little bit better and put the bat on the ball a little bit more.
You came out of a great program there at the University of Texas. How much does it help? You see guys who come out of good baseball programs, and you kind of have less of a learning curve, I would think.
Yeah, it seems like it. I think coming out of high school, I really didn't want to go to college at all. But looking back on it, it helped me grow so much as a player and as a person that I think it was very essential to me getting to where I am now. And it helped me tremendously. And I just had some of the best coaches along the way. So I'm very thankful for what I've been through.
I interviewed Augie Garrido last year, and he had so many good things to say about you. And tell us about playing for him, the legendary coach. He won so many College World Series, Cal State Fullerton, and then University of Texas.
Yeah, I think he is so legendary that coming into the program, you're almost like, okay, he's the coach, but we won't ever see him around. And that is like the farthest from the truth. He is always on the field. He's very proactive with the players. He's always helping people, and he demands the best out of you. And when you can find a coach that demands the best out of you, and they get the best out of you, that's the coach you want to be around. And I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of those, and Garrido was definitely one of the best at that.
We'll have more with Giants first baseman Brandon Belt right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
What makes Bruce Bochy so great? We see he's got the calm demeanor a lot of times, but he can get heated as well. What does he do that makes his team click?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Is he just knows you know, what reaction to have in certain situations, and he can stay calm, and that kind of helps the rest of the team stay calm in those tense situations. But at the same time, if he needs to get on your butt, he can do it as well. So, but for the most part, guys just like playing for him. I mean, it's easy to go out there, you know, with a manager that you know is going to have your back all the time, and you know he's going to be in there and battling with you all the time. So, you know, he's another one of those coaches that just kind of demands the best out of you, and you know, you want to give it to him.
You know, I've been talking to a lot of players about defense. You know, I happen to notice in the World Series, the Mets didn't play very well defensively, and I think that's one of the main reasons they lost the World Series. But with you guys, it's just so dependable. And how much do you pride yourself on, at first base, the infielders can count on you? You're going to catch the ball, and also you have a good arm to be able to throw to whether it be second base or third or home.
You know, I pride myself a lot in being able to take care of the rest of the infielders. You know, I really want them to feel like they can throw that ball anywhere and I'm going to get it. And if I can do that, I feel like I can put them more at ease. And they make less mistakes, and I make less mistakes myself. So, you know, that's what I want to do is just if I can go out there and make sure they feel comfortable at their position, I'm doing my job.
That helps a lot. When you look at a guy like Matt Duffy, he was not a third baseman, but he came along and he became a third baseman. And so he has to have that confidence to throw it wherever, you know, if he's going to field one diving, and you're giving him that.
Yeah, he did a tremendous job last year. I mean, just to be able to come in and pick up third base like that, and you know, it was pretty awesome. And he just did everything that you know, they wanted out of him, and he worked his butt off over there, and that's why he was able to do so well. He's one of those guys that has that desire just to keep on getting better. So I think you're going to see Matt Duffy for a lot of years to come.
What do these new players bring to the table that the Giants signed in the offseason? I mean, Johnny Cueto, I know you faced him before, Jeff Samardzija, and Denard Span being in the outfield.
You know, for me, Cueto was always one of the toughest righties to face, him and Samardzija. So just to have him on our team, that's just a blessing right there. They don't have to face him anymore. But, you know, I think we really solidified our rotation. We're going to have a great pitching staff this year. And then put Denard out in the outfield to an already good defense. We're going to be a very well-rounded team, and we're going to have a good shot at winning the whole thing.
Is part of it with Cueto, the way he hesitates, and, I mean, he's tricky, the way he changes speeds and even his body and his motion.
That's part of it, yeah, I think so. But really it's just the way he throws the ball and the way the ball comes out of his hand. It's just not easy to pick up, and he does a good job at pitching and not just throwing. So he's always been really tough for me.
Before I let you go, Brandon, spring training, how do you treat it? What have you learned about it? I mean, I know I've seen you tear up spring training at times. I mean, it's not like you're trying to lay back because it's spring training, but is there anything that you've learned about the pace of it that you'll use this spring training?
Yeah, I think you don't want to go too crazy too early. You know, you just kind of want to pace yourself a little bit, and you want to make sure you get ready for the season. You know, obviously we're competitive and we're competitors, and we want to go out there and we want to do well all the time. It doesn't matter if it's spring training, off season, in season, whatever. We want to do well, and that's the way I take it. You know, I'm mainly trying to get ready for the season, but at the same time, I'm going to go out there and look to do the best I can every single day.
All right, Brandon. Hey, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants first baseman Brandon Belt. Want to thank him and Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford for joining us here on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll hear from San Francisco Giants Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, Brian Sabian. And we'll also talk to Chris Heston, pitcher for the Giants. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.